It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state has identified two large locations to treat COVID-19 patients if a surge of cases occurs. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
The Denver Convention Center and the Larimer County Fairgrounds will be used to treat patients who don't need critical care and are being transferred from a hospital. These facilities aren't for people seeking medical care or a diagnosis. They're meant for patients who are recovering. The state says construction on these medical shelters will begin tomorrow and is expected to be complete by the end of the month. Plans for three more shelters should be finalized by the end of the week. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service has closed all developed recreation sites in the Rocky Mountain region to help limit the spread of COVID-19. Sites like campgrounds, shelters, and picnic areas are closed until the end of May. Trailheads and remote camping sites are still open, but the Forest Service advises social distancing. The order includes Colorado and three other states. The Department of the Interior has proposed an expansion of hunting and fishing access on more than 2 million acres of public land. CPR's Dina Sieg reports Interior Secretary David Bernhardt says it would be the largest expansion of hunting and fishing opportunities in history.
The expansion would affect three national wildlife refuges in Colorado, Alamosa and Monte Vista in southern Colorado, and Brown Park National Wildlife Refuge in the northwest corner of the state. In a video, Bernhardt says America's hunters and anglers are the country's greatest conservationists, as the money they pay for licenses goes into preservation efforts. But when the Trump administration expanded hunting and fishing access last year, critics said the changes went into effect without enough environmental review. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's 32 degrees currently in Denver, 38 in Colorado Springs. The Front Range will have highs in the 50s this afternoon and a chance for rain this evening and again late tomorrow. This is CPR News.